Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce to you.
Let me introduce you.
evening, and welcome back. I'm Pastor Jay Rouse, and you're here for the next session. Tonight we have the last words of Christ. Yesterday we did the first and the second, and this evening you're going to be blessed to hear the third and the fourth. Praise God. I pray that you have had a blessed day and that the Lord has been good to you, because I understand he is in the blessing business and there's no better place to be with or to know. Amen. Praise God. I can't wait to get things moving and get started. I hope you've been enjoying us. Again, if you need to contact us, we invite you to email us at pastorjrouse@gmail.com. And this is Holy Week, the holiest time of the year, because the most holy thing takes place and we always remember it. And this week, this is why we're spending this time with you, so you can understand and know exactly why we do what we do. Amen. But let's get things moving. Again, this is Awesome God by the wonderful Alicia Ann Whitfield.
Making life a battle to be won.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, y'all have to pray for me tonight because I haven't been feeling very good, because we know that the devil is busy. But you know what? As I said to my mom, who once again is live in the studio with me here for church tonight, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And we know that what we are doing is of God's will. Amen. And so all kinds of things will try to come against you. But if you remember who you're serving and what purpose you serve, then you can overcome and accomplish all things. Because the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Amen. Praise God. Let us look at prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you know all, you see all, and you only allow what you want us to go through to happen. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call on you this day that anything that's not of you, we ask right now that you rebuke it and bind it up now in the name of Jesus. We call upon you to put up a standard, Father God. You have said that touch not my anointed. So, Father God, on my behalf and the listeners now, Father God, anything that we are going through or battling, Father God, we know that you may allow certain things for us to experience, but you said you would never give us more than we can bear. And for that, we are truly grateful. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that with every test, there is a testimony. But, Father, we also know that the enemy will come to come and kill, rob, and destroy. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life into our world, Father God. We speak love into our world. We are more than conquerors in Christ. And therefore, we shall walk in our authority and walk in our anointing and know that you will go before us and put a hedge of protection around us. And Father God, for that, we thank you. Father, you are awesome. As the girl sang, awesome God. And Father, for that very reason, we continue to stand up for you. We continue to walk for you and to walk right. And Father, we continue to love one another. But Father, right now, we ask that you would take over this show. We ask that you would send a word this evening, that you would fill me and use me. And Father, you would touch everybody, including me. And you would reach out, and the Spirit would go and change lives, heal broken hearts, heal illnesses. We rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak financial prosperity to those who require it, Father God. We speak simple things that would flourish, Father God, but we ask right now that the man named Jesus would be our friend and our comforter and our guider and protector. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put this before you now. You said we have but to ask in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. And so I know collectively all those who agree and want you to take over this show right now will also say in the name of Jesus, together we say, amen. Praise God. I'm going to put a little change of order of service in here because it's subject to change according to God's purpose. So right now, let's hear some more music so we can continue to get pumped up to fight the devil. Amen. I Look to You by Whitney Houston featuring R. Kelly.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
empty land. I'm sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door.
And now this is Your Love, according to our order of service, by Livingston Pretorius, all the way from South Africa. Your Love. Yes, that was Livingston Pretorius from South Africa with Your Love. And God was always with us. Amen. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. For those of you who have your Bibles, today we are preaching from two different chapters. Yes, we're getting real fancy up in here. Praise God. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to get your Bibles. This is, again, from the New Testament. I have posted on our Facebook page for Pastor Jay Rouse the scriptures that we're going to be reading from. So if you want to just follow along in there, then feel free. If you have a Bible, which is even better because you need to have one, then we will be reading from chapter 19 in the book of John. Remember, it begins Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. John chapter 19, and we'll be reading verses 26 to 27. And you might want to flag that because we're also going to be reading from the book of Mark. Okay? And Mark, remember, Matthew, Mark. That's the second one from the New Testament. Mark chapter 15, and we'll be reading verse 34. I'm going to give you a few minutes so you can find your place, and you want to put a flag in both of them because we'll be back and forth today. We're getting real special now. Now you've started to use your Bible, you're going to get a lot more friendlier. Okay, and again, our lesson is coming this evening from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, as well as Mark 15, verse 34. Praise God. And this is our segment of the third and fourth last words of Christ. And tonight's theme and title for the message from the Lord is Parenthood. Amen. All right. I think you might have found it. I'm hoping you have found it. And I'm going to begin reading. We're going to start off in the book of John first. Praise God. I'm just updating our group here on Rouse Ministries. There we go. So everybody can get the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read from the New International Version because we like to keep things straight up here. It says, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Amen. And we'll continue our reading over in the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 34, again, New International Version. And it reads, and at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get ready to hear from the Lord and see what thus saith to us this day. Focus on those scriptures now, okay? I've thrown in, once again, a twist the order service to keep things going the way the Lord would. And this is Amazing Grace by Marvin Thompson, Jr. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, it's me, O Lord. It's me, O Lord, standing in the way of prayer. Father, you said, who will go? And I said, send me, Lord, send me. Well, here I am. And where art thou? Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you this evening to send a word to touch us, to move us, to inspire us and to strengthen us, and even to comfort us. But, Father, we just thank you that no matter what, you'll just continue to love us. Strengthen us and encourage us to love others, Father God. But right now we need you to dig deep into us and fill us, fill the voids and anything that's not of you. Empower me, Father, with your words and let them be pleasing in your ear, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you've been following along, as you know, yesterday we discussed the first and the second last words of Christ. And it was entitled, For Giving Grace. And it's still on Facebook and will be posted and connected through Twitter. So if you want to listen to it, feel free because it is archived for your listening pleasure. Amen. But tonight we continue with the third and fourth last words. And as I said, we have called this segment Parenthood. And for the little children who are paying attention, well, we'll just call it Mommy and Daddy. Amen. Praise God. Keeping it simple here on Rouse Ministries. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit more background because you need to know where things lead up to. Now, if you recall, we were discussing criminals. Well, not necessarily those on the cross, but the ones who were gambling and placing bets and bidding over Jesus' clothes. So now we continue in John 19, and I'll just leave off basically where we left off to some degree yesterday. So it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Amen? And then when we take a look at the book of Mark, and we continue somewhat where we left off from yesterday, and it'll say how, you know, he basically had forgiven and said that, you would be with me, truly, you would be this day with me in paradise. Amen? But then it says here, at noon, darkness came across the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus Christ, he cried out in loud voice, Eloi, Eloi. Lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. My. What happens is, and the key thing we need to keep in mind, because you'll notice we are dealing with Jesus' mother, and yes, God Almighty is his father. Now, it is funny how there is a different reaction to this awesome man of God who is slowly dying on the cross in pain beyond words and is still being mocked even on his deathbed, technically. But he looks down, and I know that a lot of you can understand this because it is so funny, but haven't you noticed that when people are coming to the very end of their lives, they sort of can't really go or let go until they've taken care of things or tied up loose ends. Some of us, we might already have things organized, and so when our time comes to be with the Lord, we might be dying and loved ones will come to visit and pay their respects and say goodbye and just spend the last little bit of time with us. And of course, we shouldn't be worried because we would really know by then that once we go to sleep to an eternal rest, that there is life after this death. Amen. But in the meantime, we need to make sure things are in order. I noticed that even on his deathbed, now think about this. Jesus knew he was dying long before he was on that cross. But you noticed he did not make arrangements for his mother. You might be saying, Pastor Ralph, where are you going with this? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The first thing that comes to me is, if Jesus knew how long ago he was going to die on the cross, he knew. But he still did not say, listen, I need somebody to kind of look after my mom because I'm not going to be here anymore. And I need to, what about you? Paul, John, one of you guys, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, you got a nice house over there, Simon. Why don't you take my mama in? No. He didn't do that. You see, he did not want to let his mother go. When you have a good mother, you're not about to give away your mom, amen? You're going to hold on to your mother as long as you can, amen? You don't mind sharing her, but you're not going to give her away. And to me, I find that unique because for Jesus to still be that possessive of his mother, he waited till the last minute before he let go of his mom. But you notice that he needed to take care of his mother. Now, we can't say, oh, this is why this guy got his mom, because, you know, he was standing there. We know there were lots of people there. But he needed to pair up the people who needed to be together for a purpose. One needed a mother and the other needed a son. Amen? I say this because God is a fulfilling God. He fulfills things. Fulfillment means to fill void or to fill a need or to fill a want or to fulfill a desire. When one does not have a mother to look after, you have a tendency to want to. Many of us can truly say that we know other people's moms that we love almost like our own moms. And so we would step in and sort of help out, amen? But Jesus had these two because God had I used to get all excited when I would see the words woman, and I thought, wow, if I ever referred to my mother like that, I can't even imagine the look I would get. And, well, most of you probably would get a slap, praise God. But you have to understand that in the Greek translation of woman, there is nothing disrespectful about how Jesus addressed his mother. But I will tell you this. He could have said, mom or mother, here is your son. For him to call her woman, Jesus has already matured into where he's going to and let go of who he knew to be mother, who has now become a woman who is going to be passed on to the disciple to be looked after. You have to remember that the people in your life are there for a purpose. Some will be there forever, some for a moment, some for a season, and well, some you really got to get rid of. Amen. Praise God. But the ones that mean the most to you, you have to understand that God needs you to hang on to them to fulfill part of the purpose of why you are here, why they are there, and what they are supposed to do. I can imagine Mary would have been really devastated when her son was gone, but she has another son. She's not going to love him like Jesus, but she will learn to love him. You see, we are all adopted by Christ, every single one of us. None of us are born of God, but we are all adopted into his fold, into his kingdom. And that is how we deal with unconditional love, that it is so possible that a son could take on a mother and a mother could take on a son, and they're going to love each other accordingly because they know the love of God and they were with Jesus, so they know the unconditional love of Jesus. Amen? I know you might think it's odd. Well, why is she talking about this family and this relationship and bonding? Well, because now we have to talk about the Father. See, the section that I read, it's important because remember, Jesus is still a child. We are still children. It doesn't matter how old you are. You will always be your mommy and your daddy's baby, and you'll always be that way. But no matter how grown you are, God is your father. We are all his adopted children. Now you notice he took care of his mother and made sure they were okay because he had tied up his last little bit of loose ends. Okay? So now he has come to a point where he has no more worries, no more concerns. He doesn't have to do anything else. The only thing now is he is by himself. He has given his mother to somebody else. Jesus is truly alone now. And when you feel alone, who is the one person you need to call on but God Almighty? And that's what he did. When we are feeling lonely and we are feeling alone and we are not happy or we are scared, I tell you, if Jesus can call out to the Lord God Almighty, then why can't you? And remember, he says, my God, my God. He didn't say daddy or Abba. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's his father. He knows that's his father. He got in trouble because he told everybody, that's my dad. But he has now separated himself. Because of what he's going through, he is in a place where he is but flesh. He has taken on the sins of the world, and he is no longer with God. He is a sinner hanging on a cross, dying for sins he has not committed, because he is the sacrificial lamb that was brought into this world to die for the sins of what we have all done. He is not with God. When you are in the pits of hell and you are full of sin, you are not with God. I can't put it any plainer than that. And now he gave away the most important thing that he had, his mother. Now he's all by himself because the man that he knows as his father is not with him, because Jesus is in the pits of hell. He is a sinner. He is not a sinner, but he is the sinner now, because he has taken our sin upon himself. You cannot think that when you do what you do and you leave God, you notice I said you leave God, because God doesn't leave us. We make the decision on what we choose to do, and we basically turn our backs on him. If Jesus can stay on a cross and be punished the way he did, to full brutality, I tell you, and go through what he's gone through, and still looking down, not only at these people gambling over his clothing, but now he's looking at what used to be his mother, who he now knows he has just given away the only strength that he had left in this world. And now he's in the pits of hell, and he does not like the shame of the feeling of sin, because he can feel the separation from God. Yesterday we talked about being whole. You are not whole until you are connected to God. We were born into God. We came into this world full of sin, but God brought us into this world because he had us. And that's why we're here. If we did not have God with us, we wouldn't exist. We would not have been able to even be born. But because God knew you before you were in your mother's womb, God made sure that he brought you through that womb that he knew you and planted you in, and allowed you to come through so you can enter this world despite the sin, because unfortunately we were all born into sin, but God has grace and mercy that has put a hedge of protection over all our children, and he forced us through so we could come into this world and do his purpose, and for no other reason. My Lord, Jesus has undergone and taken up everything, but now he is separated for the first time in his entire life from God. And I tell you, he didn't like it. He was strength the whole time, until he was separated by sin from God. I'm telling you now, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You cannot do anything without God. If Jesus can cry out for the Lord, urge you, no matter what you're going through, that you too can cry out for the Lord. Don't let sin separate you. Because he forgives, it's not a big deal. Remember, criminals were guaranteed a spot. They probably have front row seats. Praise God. But if Jesus has to cry out to God, then who are we that we shouldn't? Adoption into Christ and loving those who you have and knowing that your purpose of loving them and their purpose of loving you is nothing but the fulfillment of God's plan in your life. But they said nothing can separate you from God. Well, sin. Urge you now. When you need help, there is no shame in crying out to God. And because we now have an intercessory through Jesus, you can cry out to Jesus now. There's a song that says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Amen? And there is. Because he is there for you to reach out to cry out to cry to, and to hold on to. Amen? Praise God. This is God is Love by J.B. Sachs.
So you say you want a man that'll be there to the very end. Never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you. Regardless of what you've been through. Kind of man that can and will take care of you, help me out. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find that God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you. Remind you that his love is true. By whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you're so sad of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there is in the midst. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime.
God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, He died for you and me. Yes, He paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody's around, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. You feel like nobody understands you, God is love, and His love will take you to more love.
Love is patient, love,
oh, love.
Is love.
Yes, God is love. God is love. Amen. God is love. And for that very reason, because God is love, I extend Jesus to you this night. Remember, it's as simple as ABC. Well, it's just like 1, 2, 3. Amen. They'll say what? One cross, two pieces of wood, and three nails or spikes. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe that He died for your sins and He was dead and buried. And 3 days later, He rose and ascended to the heavens. And where He is, there you shall be also, because He has gone to prepare a place. The scripture John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If there's nothing you can remember, remember that. John 3:16. And all you have to do is confess that He is Lord. It's not that hard. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anybody. But the change will happen once He feels it in your heart. You'll feel like a whole different person. Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank you for joining us this evening and hope you enjoyed our message from the Lord. Join us tomorrow for a special segment of the Pastor J. Rouse Show that we usually have every Wednesday night. We will be combining a message for the fifth word, or last word of Christ, entitled Parched. Amen. Praise God. But you'll be able to listen in, and tomorrow it will be at the show time, and that will be at 8 p.m. So join us 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the continuation of our series, and it will be in the Pastor J. Rouse Show. So it'll be a very different segment, but you'll still be filled with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to change up our order of service, so we will close out and I will give you a blessing, and then we will let our good friend Dante take you out with his wonderful song called Open. Until then, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God be with you till we meet again. Jesus loves you, and well, so do I. This is Open by Dante.
My heart, my mind, my soul I give to you, a servant of your will,
to you, Lord, I worship you right now.